106.3 Chula Greenwood.
It's now time for the Budweiser Blues Cruise on the 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WTNG. That's Little Milton. And 6:05 in the city right now, 5 minutes on the downside of six. And right now it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins, because he's the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. He's on the phone line right now, and let's go to the phone lines and check in. Good evening, Mr. Huggins. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Al. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. What about yourself?
Doing wonderful. We're going to get right on into the interview. I've got on the phone with me from Oklahoma, Cowboy Bill Watts.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, Bill. Last night I talked to a gentleman that wanted me to tell you hi. I was in Tupelo, Mississippi with the one and only handsome boogie-woogie man, Jimmy Valiant.
Well, you must use that word handsome very, very sparingly, I guess, if you talk about Jimmy Valiant, huh?
Well, he's aged rather gracefully, let's say. he sat down with us for a shoot interview last night. It was the first time that in his life and his career that he's actually ever done that, and he consented to do it. We taped part one last night, and in the next couple of months, we're going to tape part two. Mm-hmm. But all the stuff about how he got into the business and how he first met you and the people that you and he and I, you know, all knew at the same time, I was a baby then. He got in the business in 1964 in the Chicago area, and you met up with him probably in the 68.
Probably darn it. He maybe remember that better than I do.
Yeah. He said that I asked him about when he finally came south in the McGirt territory, and your name came up again, and I asked him a question about you, and he said, yeah, Bill was the boss.
Yeah, well, it's good.
He's doing fine, That leads me to my guest tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
A gentleman that knows you quite well and told me to tell you how also. He'll be the guest tomorrow night, folks. Killer Carl Cox.
Well, he was something else now. I want to tell you, anytime you mention that name, of course, also writing the same name recognition, I always think of Dirty Dick Murdoch. Some of the greatest matches I ever saw or ever had booked were Dick Murdoch against Killer Carl Cox. There was a tremendous respect between those two for each other, as well as a tremendous competition.
Yeah. Well, didn't Killer actually, on the onset of Dick Murdoch's career, he brought him in, him and Dusty Rhodes, Texas Outlaw, that angle ran for a little while. That's where I remember first seeing the finishing move, the Brainbuster.
Well, you know, he may have brought Murdoch in. I don't know that history. I know he was from over in that area in West Texas. And certainly West Texas State turned out some phenomenal wrestlers, Dusty Rhodes and, like you said, the Funks. So that certainly could be true. By the time I saw both of them, they were already established stars. I was considered it really fortunate that I got to not only use them, but compete with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Killer was international.
Yes. He certainly was.
He told me that...
So was Dick Murdoch.
Oh, yeah.
Killer Carl Cox didn't have any bigger reputation than Dick Murdoch. Dickie Murdoch was one of the all-time tough guys. I mean, this is a guy that had that cardiovascular system. He just didn't get tired. That's a real gift. And of course, Killer Carl Cox, I'm not sure he had all these oars in the water. And he loved the fact that he didn't. He was something else. I mean, again, it was, I recall that with an awful lot of, it was a fine thing to be able to see them wrestle and to have them booked on cards that I had, because it'd been a lot of money.
Yes, sir. And some of that footage and tape is what we're researching the archives for. And Killer's going to share some footage with me. Hopefully we'll sit down with him in the months to come and do a shoot interview with him. And that's going to be tremendous. Now, back to Dick Murdoch. I tell you, I respected the man immensely, his talent. I hate the way that he passed. It hadn't been real long ago since he did pass away. That's one interview that will just never be got. He never sat down for a shoot interview.
Yeah, I was really glad he came through Tulsa to see me a few months before he did die. And of course, Dickie was high-geared, and I think Dickie thought he's invincible. And I understand that his blood pressure was at stroke level for a long time before, and then finally he got on some medicine for it, but he wasn't too careful about taking it like he should, and unfortunately it got him. But he sure didn't suffer. If you want to... You don't want to think about the good. Sometimes you got to think about the good things. Is at least he went. It hit him and he was gone.
Yeah. Well, I tell you that leads me to what me and you are doing to put a message out there that can help people. You're on top of cutting edge scientific information about a product that is able to help people with certain medical conditions. Not that this is a medicine, but if you could tell the people briefly about it and tell them where they can get the information on my website.
Well, again, yes, there has been some phenomenal advances in technology, and it's very important that today people quit waiting for somebody else to tell them something to do, and they're willing to research things for themselves. We have the finest doctors in the world for trauma and for surgery, but doctors are not trained in healthcare. They don't know anything about keeping you healthy. They don't have anything that can prescribe for you that will keep you from getting sick. And so you're way ahead if you do something to help mitigate or to prevent yourself from getting sick. And so we have a new classification called nutraceuticals. The research and science on them is cutting-edge technology, but it's something you need to research for yourself. And, buddy, you need to send them to that website because, yes, I found that about 4 years ago, I've seen that people taking these products reverse things that were certainly taking them to a point of being critical. George the Animal Steel, for one, who had been given less than 3 months to live after fighting a horrible disease for 6 years, and now he's enjoying his life again, and he's completely disease-free. And I think that people should look into it and research it, and then certainly if they get interested in that, we can guide them and help them and see just how they want to participate.
And you can find out all the information that you need to on this. Number one, the website is www.midsouthwrestling.com. Excuse me, midsouthwrestling.com. Go to www.midsouthwrestling.com, and that is hosted by TechInfo. And TechInfo is the official internet service provider for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. When you're out this year looking around to buy a computer for Christmas, and I know a bunch of folks are going to be buying computers, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and take advantage and get online with the best. And when you get online with the best, you don't have no business signals, no dial-up problems. You got to go to the best. That's TechInfo. You can find them in your phone book under the Internet Connections. They're in Leland, Mississippi. They're a local-owned base company. They're the ones behind my website. And I tell you, I have the best as far as internet service providers, web host, design, technical people, support. You can't beat them. That's TechInfo. When you're buying your computer this year for Christmas, you want to come home, dial TechInfo, tell them you want to hook up on the internet, and they'll help you hook it up.
Okay, Mr. Huggins, Mr. Watts, I'm going to have to jump in here. We got about 1 minute left here. You want to, in closing, you want to wrap it up here?
Yes, sir. Bill, what we're talking about is so important. It can change the life of people in two different ways. It can get you healthy, wealthy, and make you wise so you can go and help other people. It's very, very important to do the research, and I've got that website where you can find the link to Manatech. Go in there, click that link. You can see some presentation things that we've got up there, some high-tech stuff. There's some information to read. When you want to look into it a little further, go ahead and call me. I'm in the phone book. My phone number is 453-4777, and I'd love to talk to you about it. We want to also thank Budweiser, the Jim Hargrove family, for helping us with this radio talk show, and we appreciate WGNL for giving us this time. Bill?
You said it all, buddy. I just thank you for letting me be on, and I'm sure that people are going to be excited to hear Killer Carl Cox and Boogie Woogie Man, the whole thing. It's just a lot of fun to step back into the nostalgia.
Well, not only am I getting these for prestige, but we're actually recording history when we go do these. We've got scheduled some of the biggest names that ever came down the pike of wrestling. We got people goes all the way back to 1940s, 50s, and 60s that we'll be interviewing in the next few months. Anybody that was ever big in the Mid-South territory, we're going to approach them, get them on the radio talk show, and we'll hopefully set them down with a shoot interview. And, Bill, I couldn't have done it without you, and I appreciate you helping me with this. And we're recording history, and I've got some big plans in the next year with what we're going to deliver messages with wrestling, good quality base wrestling, not the stuff that you see on TV, but the real stuff where it's like it was, the old school style way. A lot of people say you got to be modern, buddy. Well, I am modern. Check my website out. You'll see how modern I am. But you've got to stay the course. You've got to stay good versus evil, and you got to deliver good messages, and that's what we're doing, Bill.
Well, great, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Mr. Bud Huggins, he's the promoter of Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, along with the legendary cowboy Bill Watt. At 617 in the city right now, you're inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Crew. Some more blues is coming up, so make sure you keep it right here on the 104.3 WGNL and the all-new slam in the 106.3 WGNG.
Say what? Yeah, yeah. Make it good, make it cool, make it solid, make it true. Make it up, make it down, make it blue, make it brown. Make it nice, make it right. Make it worse than my world tonight.
Right.
Make it loose, make it tight, cause you gotta make everything alright. You gotta make it real smooth when you let it flow. Don't make haste, wait, just take it slow, cause I'ma make it jump off till it's time to go. All the way from the end to the outro. Make it good from beginning straight to the end. Make me wanna come back for it once again. Make me rise on a scale of 1 to 10. Then make another rhyme. Make it too much or not enough.
That's right.
Make it fast, make it change. Make it this, make it fat. Make sure everything's all in track. That's right.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNL G&G Blues Crew. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNL G&G Blues Crew. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.